Big morning, but right now it's a big state, so well, let's get you up to date on the state of our state. Some of those Texas
is my home
topics. It was Armageddon-like yesterday. At the campus in Lubbock of Texas Tech University, as manholes were being blown off, shot into the sky, and then huge plumes and balls of fire were just coming straight from the ground all across the campus of Texas Tech University yesterday. This caused power outages, a substation evidently blew up some way, shape, or form, and all of it turned into a perfect underground storm that essentially, I think it was the subs, they're still trying to figure out the details on this, on what it was doing and why it did this.
This is
but
terrifying.
That there was the substation blew up and that there was a gas leak, and the two of them combined for just serious, like, death from below. It was like, and some of the big fireballs that were coming up were like, you know how electrical fires look like different, like they look like fireworks a little bit. They have color to them that's not like red or orange. And some of these were like green. Some of them looked purplish. It was actually quite beautiful.
Well, yeah.
And that takes something for that campus to look good. Trust me out there. But yeah, they just shut down the shop. Texas Tech University spring break was supposed to start next week. And they just went ahead and said, hey, guys, y'all just we'll just go home.
Nah, little bonus just, extra yeah, few
now,
days.
Now it is, bro. Right, yeah, so there it is. Nobody was injured in this, amazingly, too, because this evidently could have been very, very, very bad. But it's just, on the other hand, just tech.
Bruh.
That's just Texas Tech.
Bruh. So Fort Worth is not happy with the Department of Defense, the U.S. military, and a number of chemical manufacturers, and claim they've put forever chemicals in our water supply. So the city hauling them into court, and once a whopping $420 million. A city spokesperson says they're committed to protecting our drinking water and public health, and the polluters should be responsible for the cleanup, not the taxpayers. There are over 20 different defendants in the case.
What lake did they say was most targeted there?
I believe it was the Lake Worth.
Okay, so until further notice, no will it float at Lake Worth. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's just keep
trying to control myself. How are the meth getters doing?
I'm telling you, if she doesn't tune in, this is now a civic matter.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
Thank you, Mayor.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, they got doged big as Linda McMahon took over for the Department of Education. Here come the closures. In fact, at last count, the Department of Education overall has laid off half of the workforce. And yesterday, at least 1,300 people lost their jobs in the DOE, Department of Education. That layoff includes the big Dallas regional office, which pretty much oversees all of North Texas and even all the way through Central. But that is now closed, and everyone was laid off there. I mean, everyone at the Department of Education Dallas office there. But nationwide, it is a total of about 50% of the workforce, or as the average American student calls it, about two-thirds. So there you go.
There you go. So you want to be a big star like Taylor Sheridan and company? Well, we've got a good way to get your first step. If you're a TCU student, the show Landman is looking to cast 18 to 23-year-old students for a scene filming here next month. It'll bring your TCU flair, your backpacks, and extras. We'll get $110.
Nice.
For 10 hours of work. They're also casting a few other things as well, particularly sounds like something like one of the sugar babies. They get $250 a day. It's at Legacy Casting.
They should be filming at the Texas Tech campus right there. Cap some of those fireballs coming from the ground.
And the lighting takes care of itself.
They know how to deal with that in Landman. Well, we say goodbye to DeMarcus Lawrence. 11-year career, defensive lineman of your Dallas Cowboys, and had the fun nickname Tank. Tank Lawrence. Lawrence leaves the Dallas Cowboys for a 3-year deal, signing with the Seattle Seahawks. So that's a big name gone. This might be big and gone soon. The city of Fort Worth, a couple days ago, approved new zoning just south of Dickey's Arena, and the big plot of land that stretches all the way from the Dickey's parking lots down to 30 along Montgomery Street for hotels, apartments, breweries, distilleries, wineries, other commercial uses is what they say, includes the longtime home of the Montgomery Street Antique Mall.
No!
And that looks to be on deck to go away, which is extremely sad.
Rude.
I know. I know. I go there a lot.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. A little overpriced.
I was going to say, do you actually buy anything out there?
Well, it's an antique store. That's not what you do. I know. You just go in there. It's like a common person's museum.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know?
Yeah.
Just it's not junk.
You can't beat the price.
Stuff I remember. And then along with the Department of Education, yesterday more employees were laid off at the Texas locations involved with the National Weather Service as we get ready for hurricane season and severe fire danger and winds that'll kick up tomorrow. More employees laid off at the National Weather Service. Of course, if they were any good at their job, they could have predicted this happening.
So, please don't you know, any other way. It's KB and Heather Lee.